Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our coming days study, we were taught that the priests and prophets in the Bible are equivalent to today's pastors and evangelists. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.
What is being said in this chapter is that there is a future return to the land of Israel. However, this is referring to the day of the millennium after the second advent of Jesus Christ. Let me just insert something here that's not in the book, because this is at the end of the tribulation when Jesus comes back with his saints and his feet touches the earth and he sets up a kingdom. There is a regathering which this passage is addressing. Now, that's the second coming of Christ. The rapture is not the second coming of Christ, because he does not touch the earth. We meet him in the clouds. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. So, this is talking about Christ returning to the earth, but also the return to the land in which the Lord gathers these people back to their land. I believe he'll send angels out to gather them in that are slow or uncertain on how to get there. He'll get them all there. Now, the text says, I will. And those are God's words. God is speaking here. In verses 1 and 2, he condemns the pastors, the priests, and the prophets, which would be equivalent to your pastors and evangelists today. They are scattering the sheep with false doctrine and saying what the sheep want to hear instead of feeding them in the green pastures of God's word. In other words, they followed where the sheep wanted to wander. And they said that's okay, instead of leading them to green pastures. See, in the day of Israel, before they were going into captivity, you find out in Ezekiel they had the images on the wall and things of that nature, and they made their worship that would appeal to the flesh. The women were out there with the pillows under their arms and so forth like that. In other words, not only the worship of false gods, but the moral aspects as well that were involved. And they went that other direction. It did increase the attendance, I believe. I believe that more people wanted to be there in that day, but the church being full is not holiness. See, God's house is to be holy. That was taught in the Old Testament, and it's reiterated in the New Testament. You might read 1 and 2 Timothy and just see how that is worded, and you'll find that what I just said is very, very true. So, I'm just trying to help you to understand that as they gather back, the Lord has brought them back to their land, and he says, I will. It's that great. It's not these false prophets. It's not those that scatter the sheep saying, well, you got liberty of the flesh. Your church can rock and roll. The women can be half naked. No, it doesn't say that in the Bible. But you see, that's where their liberty that is applied to the flesh instead of the spirit from being under control of those things. That's what it's about. So, yes, they followed the sheep. They wanted to wander. And that leading them led them the opposite way than the way they were to lead them. Where were they to lead them? Into God's green pastures. That's where the pastor, the under-shepherd, is to take the flock of God, to the rich green pastures of God's Word. Now, notice in verse 2 of our text, when you look at it, it says, "Thus saith the Lord thy God." And verse 2 also ends with, "saith the Lord." So when verse 3 begins, "And I will gather," who's speaking? For the Lord. I mean, it is very plain. This is God speaking. Now, get that in your mind, because it is a promise of God. Jeremiah writes about it, but it's God's promise. You see, these holy men of old wrote as the Spirit gave them utterance, that wrote these things as the Holy Spirit led them. All the Bibles God breathed. So Jeremiah just put down the words that God breathed out to him. So these are God's words, and therefore it's God's promise. Jeremiah wrote accurately, word for word, everything God said to him, didn't add to it, didn't take away. That's why he had to be a holy man in order to be trusted with this responsibility of writing the very words that God gave him down, not adding to them or taking away. He says, "The remnant of my flock out of all countries whither I have driven them." And that's God speaking. Men today speak of the 10 lost tribes of Israel. But the truth of the matter is, the Bible does not tell us they are lost. It tells us they are scattered. In Ezekiel 37, we see that they are brought back. In Ezekiel 48, they are brought back. And in Revelation chapter 7, at the beginning of the tribulation, they are brought back. They are back. These people will be identified by their tribes. I believe that they will be identified in the tribulation, if not before the tribulation. Listen to Revelation chapter 7, verses 3 through 8, so I can demonstrate what I mean. Saying, "Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, 144,000. 144,000 are sealed of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Now, at one time, used to be Jehovah's Witnesses go around, and they're wanting to be part of the 144,000. And so my first question is, they say, you know, this being a part of those that are sealed, I want to say, okay, great. What tribe of Israel are you out of? What tribe? And of course they don't know. But now notice what he says. Of the tribe of Judah, we're sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben, we're sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad, we're sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Aser, we're sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Nephilim, we're sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. Now we are told there are distinctive tribes that will be identified, and this passage is from the beginning of the tribulation. This is not after the tribulation is over. And this is something that will happen before the period that's in our text in Jeremiah today. Now, I do not know if people are going to learn their tribes by archaeological finds, the DNA testing that we have today, or just some supernatural work of God. However it is, they will know their tribe, whether they are sealed Jews or unsealed Jews. They will know their tribe. We look at the returning of the Jews from around the world. Today they call it the Aliyah. It is not the same as our text. It is not the same as the Second Advent. Let me make a special note here. When I say Second Advent, again, I'm talking about the end of the tribulation. That is not the same as the rapture, as we have said earlier. We say Jesus is coming again. But when Jesus comes for us, he is going to meet us in the clouds. He is not going to touch earth, so it is not a literal second coming to the earth when we are raptured. You say, why are you covering that again? Because I want to emphasize that as we're going through this study. But after the tribulation, Jesus will return. He will touch this earth, and we call that the second advent, where he actually comes and touches the earth. That's when he puts his feet on the Mount of Olives and they split. At that time, he will also gather all those Jews scattered all over the world back into their land. Now, this teaches there will be a Jewish homeland that is thriving at the beginning of the tribulation. I believe that even today's gathering is seen in the Bible. However, it is not the same as our text. When God does this at the end of the tribulation, but nonetheless, I believe that we see the gathering today is scriptural. If one studies Deuteronomy 28, he will see that Israel will be scattered in all the nations of the world if they turn their backs on God and do not do his commandments. Well, they turned their backs and they were scattered. Do not miss that he said all countries, all around the world. There's an organized effort today in Israel to bring back Jews that are scattered around the world, the Aliyah. They do not know their tribes in most cases, but they are trying to bring them back. But it's not the same as our text when God gathers them. However, it is important that Jews today are going back to Israel for the beginning of the tribulation period. Now, please note, I mean, make a note of this. These people were driven by God to these countries. Then, it means they were also driven from Israel. You cannot gather the Jews if the Jews were never in the land of Israel. They were driven from their land. So I want to review the promise of God to Abraham, because this is where it all lies in our understanding today as Christians.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.